hear further from the word of the Lord in 2 Kings chapter 19. So Rabshakeh returned, and he sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly, and shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them, which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Rezeph and the children of Eden who were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, of Hena and of Iwa? And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of Yehovah and spread it before Yehovah. And Hezekiah prayed before Yehovah and said, O Yehovah, God of Israel, who dwells between the cherubim, thou art the God, thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Yehovah, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Yehovah, thine eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, who hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Yehovah, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Yehovah, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art Yehovah God, thou alone. We read also from the word of the Lord's second coming, Divine Providence number 251. The worshiper of himself and of nature confirms himself against the divine providence when he reflects that wars are permitted, and in them the slaughter of so many men and the plundering of their wealth. It is not from the divine providence that wars occur, because they involve murders, plunderings, violence, cruelties, and other terrible evils which are diametrically opposed to Christian charity. Still, they cannot but be permitted, because since the time of the most ancient people meant by Adam and his wife, men's life's love has become such that it wills to rule over others, and finally over all, and also to possess the wealth of the world, and finally all wealth. These two loves cannot be kept in fetters, for it is according to the divine providence that everyone is allowed to act from freedom in accordance with reason. And without permissions, man cannot be led away from evil by the Lord, and consequently cannot be reformed and saved. For unless evils were allowed to break out, man would not see them, and therefore would not acknowledge them, and thus could not be induced to resist them. Hence it is that evils cannot be repressed by any act of providence, for if they were, they would remain shut in. And like a disease such as cancer and gangrene, they would spread and consume everything vital in man. There are many other reasons stored up in the treasury of divine wisdom why the greater wars with kings and rulers, involving as they do murders, plunderings, violence, and cruelties, are not prevented by the Lord, either in their beginning or in their progress, until in the end the power of one or the other has been so reduced that he is in danger of destruction. Some of these reasons have been revealed to me, and among them is this, that all wars, although they may be civil in character, represent in heaven states of the church and are correspondences. Such were all the wars described in the Word, and such also are all wars at this day. The wars described in the Word are those which the children of Israel waged with various nations, as with the Amorites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Philistines, the Syrians, the Egyptians, the Chaldeans, and the Assyrians. Moreover, when the children of Israel, who represented the church, departed from their precepts and statutes and fell into the evils which were represented by those nations, for each nation with which the children of Israel waged war signified some particular kind of evil, they were punished by that nation. For example, when they profaned the holy things of the church by foul idolatries, they were punished by the Assyrians and the Chaldeans, because Assyria and Chaldea signify the profanation of what is holy. Similar things are represented by the wars of the present day, wherever they occur. For all things which take place in the natural world correspond to spiritual things in the spiritual world, and all spiritual things have relation to the church. Moreover, the quality of the church on earth and what the evils are into which it falls and for which it is punished by wars cannot be seen at all in the natural world, because in this world only external things are manifest, and these do not constitute the church. However, this is seen in the spiritual world, where internal things appear, and in these is the church itself. And there all people are conjoined according to their various states. The conflicts of these in the spiritual world correspond to wars, which on both sides are governed according to correspondence by the Lord in accordance with his divine providence. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.